We're live.
Are we live? So, hey, we're here from Tempe, Arizona, in the offices of GoDaddy. And I just want to say that this isn't the trip to Arizona I was expecting to make this month. But being that Pressnomics is the Super Bowl of WordPress commerce, I am here with good friends, good drink, good WordPress, and good sessions. And, you know, football's just a game, right? The sun will come out tomorrow, and the Packers, well, they're still the best team in the NFL. Green and gold till I'm dead and cold. I'm Lisa Sabin-Wilson, and the Dragcast starts now.
From the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's
time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold.
For the Dragcast. Here to talk WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop with community leaders. Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly. We bring you your favorite Santan alumnus, Brad Williams and Trey Armada. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dragcast starts now.
Oh, that is right. This is a... Stop it. This is a live, completely unpolished, being worse than we normally are, Dreadcast. And I mean, these are the episodes that I cherish, especially not only Dre and I being local, but also having our host, our guest host here with us. This has only happened once, twice?
One time.
Once. It's second time.
Yeah, it's happened one time, but this is a little bit unique because Lisa's, there's only a handful of people.
Lisa's unique. I mean, what can we say?
Well, that too, but more than once. This is her third appearance on Dragcast, and we're doing it live today.
I think my favorite part is, I have not introduced you. You have not been introduced. You cannot. You're not supposed to be in the, no, I'm just kidding. No, please tell us. You were live last time.
I was live last time from your house on Halloween.
Yeah, so it was me and you, and then Dre, you were remote.
That's correct.
So there was two of the three were, yeah, you're right, the Halloween episode last fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my favorite episodes, always a Halloween episode. And I need to touch on this before we move on. I'm pretty sure that Lisa, for the last 30 minutes, has talked about how we're not talking about football on this show.
Yeah, she said
she literally leads into the show with football.
In fact,
like, literally starts off the monologue talking about football, which she just said, don't bring up football.
It was almost like, look, nothing's really off limits, guys, except
football. Don't talk about football, whatever you don't talk about football. And here we are. So if we're talking about football, football is dead to me. I am back to being a true Raiders fan.
Well,
so I'm dead and cold, and we'll probably never win again.
But yeah, well, I'll join you in the same conference, same division with the Chargers. We suck. I've learned to live with disappointment. That is the story of our football life.
All the terrible games in your life, and the downness that you feel, and the worst place you could be when it comes to sports, it's all worth it that one time that they win. You know, that one game in your life, or however many games, hopefully it's more than one, but that makes it all worth it, and that's why we
do. And that, for us, is today on the Dragcast. We are winning. We are recording live from the GoDaddy offices in Tempe, Arizona.
GoDaddy.
Courtesy of the team here. A special thank you to Mendel Kerlin, who is he's an evangelist, for WordPress evangelist, in fact, for GoDaddy. For setting this up for us, man, this is awesome.
He's behind the camera making faces at us
Laughing at us as he's just sipping on a beer. This is good.
Oh, man, it's fun. We got to get into it. We got a lot to talk about. Before we get started, man, I need to know what you guys are sipping on. That is not the right song.
Show ya, Mark.
Whole game,
smooth as butter, baby.
Yeah, smooth as butter. But this is what we're doing on here. We've got a couple different beverages that we're sipping on. We're here together, so we're gonna enjoy a nice, a small, I don't even know, like thimble sized glass of some beautiful 12-year-old scotch.
Pair of GoDaddy. Thank you,
GoDaddy.
Making this something we regret tomorrow. Thank you,
GoDaddy. Salud.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm sorry if you lose your job. Mendel, I love you.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
So that's delicious.
Oh, that's
that is delicious. You know what?
Wow, that is beautiful.
I didn't do an official host intro, so I feel like I need to go back and do that. So let me officially introduce Lisa Sabin-Wilson. This is the third full show you've hosted.
Third.
You've actually been on the show four times. You had a bit of an appearance on one episode, but that doesn't technically count as hosting. So you've been on four times, which is more than anybody else, but Lisa Sabin-Wilson, if you don't know, WordPress for Dummies. If it has WordPress and Dummies in the title, she wrote it.
Yep.
Or has something to do with it. pretty amazing out there. Pretty good at design. She's a pretty good designer. A little hair under where I'm at, but she's up there.
yeah, we've seen the history on the new WebDev Studios website.
Yeah,
we did. So obviously, you know, if you're in the WordPress community, you know Lisa. Everybody knows Lisa. Everybody loves Lisa. So we're extremely excited to have you on the show this time.
Thank you.
This time around. Episode 70.
Uno.
71.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, pleasure. We're excited to have you on. So, all right, now that we got that officially, let's get an interview. So we know the past. We've already talked about the past. We've talked about the present a little bit, but it's been a while. So you were last on the October show, the Halloween edition, which doesn't sound like that long ago, but if you think about it, we're talking about 4 months.
About
now.
4 months.
Yeah. A lot's happened since then.
A lot has happened.
Well,
so
what show's been on 2 years? 4 months. It's a big percentage of that, right?
So excluding football, like what's going on? What's new with you, Lisa?
Well, right now football.
Oh well, obviously
until last weekend.
Until last weekend. Now the football season's.
Now you got a lot of time in your schedule.
I don't know what to do with all that time.
But we will not talk football on this episode.
I do. I won't have no football.
We hate you, Matt.
Okay. Madero's. Man. I just wish I was on this episode last week. But yeah, couldn't be here. What's new? Well, I mean, what's old is new. I'm in the midst of writing WordPress for Dummies again. I'm in the
What edition are we in now?
Number 7.
7.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the first edition of that came out in November.
So
2007.
This is the main for Dummies, or
yeah,
is this the only
main
one?
WordPress
for Dummies.
Okay.
The WordPress for Dummies.
Yeah,
which is like awesome. the book when it comes to
the
WordPress.
The only thing bad about that book is that I don't have a signed copy of that on my shelf. I'm just throwing it out there.
I didn't realize you wanted one.
I do.
I would have gotten you one.
Lisa,
you know, I always buy Lisa's books to support her, and I think they're great books, especially if you're kind of getting into it and curious about WordPress and want to learn. And I like for the life of me can't hold on to them because I give them away because they're such good resources. And I say this because you're a friend and someone, you know, I want to promote what you're doing, but it's very true. Like even before we were business partners and we just casually knew each other, it was like, that was the book. I was like, I would always buy a copy. I would generally take it to the meetup and then just give it out. Cause I'm not going to, you know, it's great for, you know, beginners and people learning WordPress. And I'm a bit past the stage where it's at, but if you're just wanting to figure out WordPress, like that's the resource. That's it. And it's been that way since it started, since 2007.
Yeah, 2007. And, you know, sometimes I think that just writing and rewriting this book over and over again kind of gets a little bit tedious. But there are new users to WordPress all the time.
Certainly.
Every day, new users. And the book isn't dying. The sales aren't dying. They're still right up there as they've always been. But this time for
they should be better, right? I mean, they should be better than ever because you think about 2007 and where WordPress was at now.
Look
like,
what's changed. I mean, the amount
of users.
If you looked at WordPress from 2007, you're talking, I don't know, 2.5.
That's early. That's early. I mean, the first time I touched WordPress was 06. So, and I had no idea what I was doing in 07. So,
compared to now, I mean, it's mind blowing the differences. So
it's amazing.
The fact that they would pay you to do that back then. No,
They still pay me to do it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's. I mean, it makes sense, right? A lot of people think, oh, why are you always putting out new editions, blah, blah, blah. It's open source. I mean, WordPress has a very rapid development schedule.
Yeah, it sure does.
Which is one thing I think the community and the people that work on WordPress is extremely proud of.
Yeah.
That it doesn't get stagnant. It's not stale. Like, it's constantly, like, every 3 to 4 months, new version, new version, new version. Like, what's cool now will not be cool in a year or two. We got to stay on top of it. And I think it's one of the reasons it's been so popular. And with that comes updating the book, because even a year out, if the whole UI of WordPress has changed, that book is essentially worthless
it's
to someone
gone.
That doesn't know what they're doing.
That's absolutely
they will be
right.
lost. So it's very important that these editions come out.
Yeah,
and it's one, what is it, once a year, 15
every
months?
15 months, I'm doing it, yeah.
But that's that one book, right? So
that's
you've
just
got
that one. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the other titles that you've written. That's pretty exciting.
The other 15, I mean, it's like, this is like the Game of Thrones.
I know.
You know.
There's three. So there's WordPress for Dummies that we already talked about. There's WordPress Web Design for Dummies.
Gotcha.
So, and then there's WordPress All-in-One for Dummies. So
the new one's coming out, WordPress for Dummies. Where do the other two stand in terms of when they came out? And if there will be another edition.
So WordPress Web Design for Dummies came out in 2010, the first year. And I'm starting the third edition of it this year.
Oh, wow.
Along with WordPress for Dummies. And All-in-One is in its second edition that came out in 2011. And I'm also starting the third edition.
All-in-One, if you haven't seen it,
you need to go to the bookstore and just pick it up. That thing is literally a Bible.
And all I know is if you're like, looking to learn anything about security, it's all well, the security chapter within it is probably my favorite.
There is a security chapter in it.
That's what I heard.
Written by a certain couple of experts in the security space.
I didn't know who did that, but that's pretty cool.
Well, I think that's one of the cool things about All in One. It's not just like Lisa. It wasn't just where you sat down and said, I'm going to write this book. That's all these books in one, and I'm the expert on everything. Like you understood the areas that you weren't an expert in, the areas you probably had knowledge on but weren't like the authority. And you went out there and found people who were, like Dre and some other people who could.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of contributors to it. So we had Corey Miller and Chris Jean from iThemes working on the theme stuff.
Yeah,
cool stuff. Michael Torbert, Chris Jean worked on plugins. Andrea R. did the multi-site.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That's great, too.
I didn't know that.
Because she's like, Andrea and Ron awesome. Are like the multi-site, like yeah, King and Queen from way back when. So they're good people.
Little known fact about the All-in-One, I wanted you to write the plug-in portion of that book. But I was denied.
It was a hot commodity. What can I say? Like
I was denied. It was some type of, I don't know, you didn't want to do it. It was,
yeah, this total
it was beneath your pay grade.
That's, no. No. What had happened was.
What happened?
Actually, it's a sad story initially, but it actually turned out to be really good because the reason I wasn't able to do that is because I have contractual agreements with ROX, who is a division of Wiley, and all your the Dummies books is a division of Wiley.
Right.
Same company. So ROX and Wiley and Dummies, like they have very set kind of personas with the authors. So they didn't want someone who's writing professional level advanced books to contribute to a Dummies book. Perception might be a bit confusing.
Interesting.
They also thought that the Dummies author was a lot more good looking and they wanted to kind well, of keep that's, it in I that mean, obviously. Vein in that direction. And
we don't want any Uggos on this label. But what the good thing that came out of that, I was a little bit peeved at the time, but the good thing that came out of that is it gave me the opportunity to pitch professional WordPress plugin development. I said, look, sure. If I can't do this, I want to do this other thing.
Yeah.
And it opened the door for that to happen. So I think
so if, you have me to think.
I think indirectly I do.
Are you getting off of that?
None yet, but now that I know.
I think indirectly I do. Had that not happened, I don't know if the plugin development book would have ever happened because it gave me a little bit of the fuel and a little bit of incentive on the side of the publisher to say, hey, let's work with him because he wants to do more.
Yeah.
What can we do? And it kind of helps supercharge that effort.
I think for me, I will say that I am damn glad that I have not authored an entire book. And the reason I say that is I had a taste of it. Thankfully, Lisa, that was an honor, one, to be a part of that. I appreciate you letting me help with that. But it's hard damn work, man. And I don't shy away from it, but it's time consuming. It is, and it's rigorous. So I commend you, and it's impressive to see the work that you guys put out because they're amazing books. They've helped a lot of damn people. And then itself
I'm a book author, but if you look at my titles, I'm a complete co-author. I've always had two other authors with me.
Sure.
There is no way in hell I would write a book by myself. There's just no way. Like, I mean, the amount of work that I had to put in to do a third of the book, you know, multiply that two times over, like, forget it. Like, it's just an obscene amount of work. And you're doing it not only with one title in the seventh edition, but now you have three titles and multiple editions of each. So all together, you're 10 plus.
I know. It's crazy.
It is crazy. So, but it's obviously rewarding, and it's something you enjoy doing, or you wouldn't keep doing it, right?
Yes, on all counts.
And I look forward to the next releases, hopefully. I will have a signed copy of these.
I will get
books.
You a signed copy of all three of them.
I will have it up there. It'll replace a couple other books that I have on the shelf today. We'll leave that alone. But what I do want to talk about is we're on the eve here of Pressnomics, and that's pretty exciting because it's a conference about the economics of WordPress, which is our mainstay here in this thing we call the internet, right? That's what we're building our business around.
We do.
And we do it damn well, I might add. Go to webdevstudios.com, shameless plug. Here's the deal. We're an agency, and we're amongst great company when you talk about folks that we're compared to, the 10-ups of the world, the crowd favorites, and not that we're direct competitors there, because we've talked about this, and we're very different. But what's that mean going into an event like this, right? We're talking about an event around strictly around business. We've got a lot of folks coming in that maybe are small shops or are freelancers trying to learn and trying to kind of feed off of the exciting energy that builds around this event. How is it that we can help these folks, and what does this event mean for our community? I mean, where do we go from here? It's the third installment of this event, and it's been pretty damn awesome the last 2 years.
I think going in, in the face of competitors who are there, the 10-ups, the crowd favorites, you know, or other competitors in other areas. I think we find that we learn so much from one another, from everything that they present on stage to the conversations that you have in the hallway or over dinner. You learn a lot about what people are doing and the challenges that people face, even in freelancing business or in consulting business. And you can take that away and apply that to what you're doing. I think that the WordPress economy right now is still young. And we're all still learning very much in terms of how we're servicing our clients and the best way to go about doing that. And it's interesting to hear how people like Jake Goldman or people like Alex King have been doing it successfully all these years, and how you can apply that to what you do. Not copy what they're doing,
but
take the nuggets of information that they provide.
Lessons and learned and experiences.
You know, and I couldn't agree more. He's said it more than once on the show that, like, that's kind of the excitement that we've had in having hallway discussions at WordCamps, right? This is very different. This is just really, really driving around that whole economy and that business.
And I think a great aspect of Prestomics is you know the audience of who's there. So, you know, like at a WordCamp, you don't necessarily, if you meet someone new, you meet a group of people new, you kind of have to learn, like, all right, who am I talking to? What's their skill level? Sure. Why are they into WordPress? Are they a blogger or a writer? Are they a dev, designer? Do they have a company? They're not. Like Prestonomics, you know, everybody there is there because essentially they make money off of WordPress. They're making money, you know, it's the economics of WordPress. So that's where the conversation's at, no matter whether it's hallway, whether it's, you know, after party, whatever, you know where the conversation's going or where it's at. You don't have to kind of figure that out and kind of figure out the audience based on that, which I think is great because you just kind of cut right to the punch. Like, hey, how's business? What are you doing? What's working? What's not working? Like, any cool tools you're using, cool services, cool products, like what's going on?
And the other thing that I found is really interesting with these and the Prestige Conference as well, which I spoke at.
Which is coming up next month.
Yeah, actually, we'll be there. That's good.
Yeah,
I'll be speaking.
Those types of conferences, you don't just learn some of the things that people are doing, but sometimes it's also validation.
Totally.
Right? So you hear from these companies about what they're going through, the struggles and challenges that they have, the different types of clients and challenges that they go through, and you think, I'm right there with you. I'm not doing this wrong because I'm going through the same type of thing with my business. So it's kind of like therapy.
Yeah, you start to find similar struggles, similar successes, maybe variances of them. But it is validating in a big way. Yeah. So where does WordPress go from here? I mean, this is one event we've talked about actually in the past when we've covered Prestonomics. Do we see more growth in that world in terms of events around different niche things, whether it's business? Now we see Prestige. We just talked about that.
Loop.io.
Do we see continued advancement there? Is it something that we're going to see spread into a ton of different niches? Yes. If you were watching, that was a go-kart. It just went to the pass. And there's another one.
Yes, we drove those earlier.
Yeah, we drove those.
And
those
we'll probably drive those again.
There may or may not be a picture on Twitter.
May or may not be.
We may or may not have ran into a wall.
Do we see these growing? Do we see Prestonomics continue to expand? Maybe more events?
Do we see
other events or combinations?
Like bounce it around, you think, Prestonomics to more than once a year type of thing?
I think that's what they're planning.
I mean, this is a Dragcast first. Recommendation.
I'd like to release the things first. I have my own opinions, of course, but by all means.
Well, did you want to voice your opinion?
I'm just totally going to jump in, but I'm not the host.
So I'm going to drink some Starbucks.
No, I think that is what Prestige is doing. I mean, they had it.
I love those things. It's so cool.
They had it in Minneapolis first. Now they're having it in Vegas. I think they've talked about having another location.
Prestige, this is a different location. I think their plan, as far as I've heard, is to move it around. So if you're in Midwest and can't make it out west, or out west can't go east, whatever.
Well, like, what's the name of that event? I don't know. I haven't been invited to speak yet, so I don't remember the name.
Prestige.
Oh, that's it, right?
Prestige Conf. Well, I was invited for number two, so I'm sure by number three, at the very least.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who was invited to number one, but whoever it was must have been amazing.
I'm pretty sure it was you, Lisa, because I watched it on live stream.
Yeah, it was
another sidebar, but another thing I love about Prestige is social streaming or a streaming ticket.
Yeah, awesome.
I wasn't able to make it, you know, awesome. 20 or 30 or 40 bucks or whatever. I got to watch you, and I think I saw Matt, his, you know, name that we hate.
Patriots fan.
He who we do not speak his full name. I saw him speak, which he gave an okay presentation for a minute. But it was cool. The fact that that's an option, like, look, great event, awesome event, I have amazing speakers. Can't make it. I'll gladly pay you for a live stream. Just give me the option. You know, I love that. I sat at home and watched a good half of the day, which is cool.
Yeah, that was
good. Yeah, so I mean, in terms of like these events, maybe not specifically like the events we know of moving around or growing, but more events are showing up on the scene, right? Press 2 years ago, Pressnomics was kind of it outside of WordCamps. Yep. Last year, we saw a lot more. Prestige popped up, a few others. WooCommerce had their first WooCom.
Specific. That's cool. Yeah.
Well, we're getting more niche across all these. It's getting more and more. We got LoopConf for this year, so it's growing, right? So where does it go from here? Like, it still feels infancy to me, but where do we go?
So one thing
we're going to see in a year.
I think is Prestige really driving the business side of things? I mean, is it kind of a mix of things? I mean, where are we at with Prestige? What's the real focus there?
Let's go back to the original question. Is this thing growing?
Cold game.
There's way too many questions. I think,
I like answering questions with questions, don't you?
I see
what you did there. No, I think it's absolutely going to continue to grow. I think that as some of the organizations around the economy of WordPress continue to grow, you're going to see more things like the WooCommerce type conferences, platform specific stuff.
We've not only got the business stuff with Prestige and the product, we've got Happy Joe with the veterans.
There you go.
Doing not for profit stuff and doing.
But that's a little bit different, right?
It's not so much
conference. It's more educational, wouldn't it?
It is, but it's the WordPress community, right? Kind of breaking off into little niche areas where they're focusing on what they do and what's important to them. And I think we see these types of events. And when I say these types, I just mean the events that are close to people's hearts that deal with the topics that are important to them, it's business or charity.
I think initially what you saw is people trying to do this at WordCamps. I think that
which was so hard.
Which was hard
to fit that into the WordCamp is so broad.
I would argue it's not the right fit. And I think the foundation did a good job of making sure, like, look, if you want to do this, it's fun.
Yeah.
But WordCamps are what WordCamps are, right? So start your own conference.
I get it. And I think there's some WordCamps that do it. I think there's some WordCamps that do it really well where they have like a Sunday like business track.
And that's okay.
Or business day or Miami is well known for like the Buddy Camp Day, which I mean I think they're doing it very well the way they do that.
Yeah, but it's not affiliate marketing like 101
BS crap that people are doing. It works well with the event. It doesn't try to overshadow the event and try to do something above and beyond with it.
That's
just like, hey, if you're into like this topic, business or Buddy Press or whatever,
here's the track for you.
Here's an extra day that you want to stick around or come early to be a part of.
It's just interesting because I think all three of us were around during the time that the foundation kind of really started emerging and taking control over the whole WordCamp thing.
Sure. Well, the
iron grease in my heart to death.
I mean, I think that we all ran into the nuances of growing a new type of program, some type of governance model around something that was so big and meant so much to so many people, right?
Right.
It's not that simple. And it took a lot of time to mature.
For a couple of years, WordCamps happened under all of that, and that kind of emerged. And then you started seeing like these like non-WordCamp events kind of trying to break off, but they felt like they were being like really rebellious. Like,
yeah, sure.
I'm going to do this and I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Quite frankly,
but now you've got them just breaking off all over the place. It's no big deal. And even I think the foundation is supportive of it.
I agree. I agree 100%. I felt that way when Pressnomics came around. We dropped a post on webdevstudios.com here this week about the event and how excited we are.
webdevstudios.com.
/blog, in fact, if you want to go check that out. But we talked about the event, Pressnomics, and how it started, and how Josh Strebel from Paisley kind of ran with that, and how him and I were talking about that. I had like anxieties about getting involved because I was running WordCamp San Diego at the time, and I didn't want that to like disappear. There was
the godfather of Pressnomics.
Well, we'll leave that alone. But
make you you can't refuse.
Yeah, you.
I'll make you a plug-in. You can't
refuse. Put a horse head in your bed.
That's an old Sicilian message. It means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
You owe me something.
We're talking about this event, and Josh wasn't involved with the WordCamp because you're killing me. I was really nervous about getting involved, and I think that's that kind of general feeling that the folks were getting for
a while.
That
doesn't seem to exist anymore.
I think that that's well gone, but that I think the governance model has matured to the extent where it's accepted. Is it going to be perfect? No governance model is. But WordCamps are running.
I think they're thriving and they're growing. I think the biggest challenge with the whole WordCamp kind of the WordCamp Central overseeing everything. I think the biggest problem I had is they came down with a really heavy fist, this is what you're gonna do.
It's hard not to.
Right, but I feel like they could have worked with camps that were established and doing well. To figure out the best way to introduce that versus like this is what you're gonna do. I don't give a hell. I don't care who you are. This is where you're gonna follow these rules. You're out. Period.
And that's how it came across. I think that they are now more so.
Way better now than they were a couple years ago. I mean, even WordCamp Philly, we had a lot of internal discussions. We had a discussion with WordCamp Central about breaking off because all the reasons weren't happy, and they listened, which I give them props for. They listened to all the reasons weren't happy and tried to make compromises where they could. And if they couldn't, you know, try to come to middle ground or something. So I give them a lot of props for doing that because they didn't need to. They could have just said, this is it, and that's it. But I think coming out with that kind of heavy fist initially, when there wasn't any, it's like 0 to 60. Like, there's no governments, and all of a sudden there's a whole, you know, government on top of you. And like, what the hell is going on? Like, this is not what I signed up for.
Sure.
You know, so now I feel like we're past that point. We're 2 or 3 years past that. Things have settled down. There's been some give and take on both sides. Things are running smoother. There's great synergy. Put that on your buzzword bingo. Great synergy between WordCamps and non-WordCamps, and just the way they promote and interact, and like there's not this weirdness. You know what I mean?
I think it's in a great spot.
I think we're in a great spot in this community with these type of events.
We've been saying it since the day one
at Pressnomics, and we haven't stopped talking about it. This will be your third one straight. I went to the first one. I wasn't able to do last one because of
third straight.
Yes.
Oh, you were at the last one too. So you did three shows.
She spoke last year. I didn't realize that. I thought you only did one. Yeah, it was really neat.
I spoke about you.
It was a good discussion.
I did. Well, you know how many people I asked?
That was so cool.
Can I just put this out there? You know how many people I asked to record that presentation? Not to put it online, not for any other reason than I just wanted to see it. Record it on your damn phone. I just wanted to see it.
I wasn't asked.
Dre was asked.
No, the question
I asked at least 10 people. Just pull up your phone and record Lisa. I just want to watch. It's not for online, just for me. Nobody records.
He'll never know all the things I see behind his back.
I've seen
WordPress
slide.
For dummies. Where does one get started? Beyond the book. Where did,
that's a segue. Did you see that segue?
We're excited about WordPress for a lot of good reasons. Where do people get in touch with that? How does that start, right? Like, there's still a lot of people out there that we're not touching, that we're not talking to about this. 24% of the internet, right?
Yeah.
Where do we get them excited about this? How do we do that?
It's really hard because you don't necessarily know where these people are and what they're doing and what their goals are. But getting them started with as many resources out there as possible.
So sure.
They can share it. Because once the light clicks with them.
And that's the magic.
Yeah. Once the light clicks with them, they'll be like to their friend going, this is
this
amazing thing that I found.
Right.
Let me show it to you. Because let me tell you how I got started in WordPress in 2001. I was movable type. And my friend came to me and said, why do you use a movable type? I want to show you this thing. It's called WordPress. Let me show it to you.
And now is your friend getting residuals to this day, or is that just like a one-off or a commitment?
Nope.
Okay. I just want to clear the air on that. So
We're still friends though.
No, that's a cool story. That's interesting. Cause I think that's how a lot of us get into it, right?
Getting people educated and getting people involved.
Education's tough.
Doing things like what we're doing to get involved in the community and just kind of spreading that. WordPress has always been a grassroots.
I feel like it's almost selling itself at this point, because like back in 2007, 8, 9, 10, like you really had to sell people on WordPress. Like even at Web Dev Studios, we were much smaller. We were 4 or 5 people back then. You know, a couple people, we were literally me and Brian in 2008. They didn't come to us because of WordPress. They came to us because they want a website. And it was like, we were kind of selling them on WordPress. I'm like, this is why you should use it. And now
there is
zero sales when it comes to why you should use WordPress on our side, other than talking about, you know, the typical
audience specific, right? Like we have a specific target audience.
It is, and but like, they're going to be more. The market has grown too. So it's like, there's so many people now, they're like, I know what I want. And back then they didn't know what they wanted. And I feel like you're right. We're very targeted. So our, you know, my it's a little bit, you know, my view of it is a little bit,
all of ours are. Yeah.
You know, cause we see what we see when they come in the door, but I feel like just as a whole looking at it, whether you're WordPress or not, I feel like a lot of people that know they want WordPress are finding, whether it's WordPress specific shops or not, they're finding companies that can help them get to WordPress because now they know they want it. Back then they didn't.
Specific, right? Like that was the question. Like, how do we get them excited about that? But now people are excited and so on. We got freelancers and small shops. You talked about that 3, 4, 5 person shop. how do we get them kind of moving to the next level if they want to, right? Like, how do we get them engaged? Because that's very, well, I have a great very book. Healthy. Well, definitely. That's very healthy for the community, right? We want those folks being evangelists and growing and properly leveraging WordPress for their clients, right? So people have grand experiences through the door instead of going, wow, well, you know, this is great, but it was kind of a crappy experience. How do we get them kind of moving along that track as well? Is it events like Pressnomics?
It could be events like Pressnomics. I still go back to WordPress as a community, right? So
I think that's the biggest selling point for WordPress.
Well, we're all excited about WordPress because we do love the software, but we also really love the open source nature of it. I love working with people like you guys, people that I meet at Pressnomics and WordCamps, learning from them, finding out what WordPress can do, and getting excited.
We would not be sitting in GoDaddy's office right now
if it wasn't for the community. Yeah.
I mean, when I learn new things about WordPress, even now after 11 years of working with the platform, when I learn something new from like a Justin Sternberg or Brad Williams, I get like re-energized about it. Like I get re-excited about a platform that I've been working with for like 11 years.
I love the excitement.
And then I want to explore it more. So I think encouraging people like that to get involved with, you know, contributing back to WordPress, getting involved with community so that they can have that exchange back and forth with people.
I think just having that initial interaction with the community is a big one, because I remember early on before I was dabbling in WordPress, I was dabbling in Drupal and Joomla and some other open source. I knew I wanted to do open source, but it was very early on. This is like 2008 web dev. This is very early. I went to DrupalCon. Mm-hmm. It was in Washington, D.C. I think it was 2008. Might have been 2009 early. And I remember going there. Brian and I went there, and I went to a bunch of presentations. And there was as a newbie, we didn't know anybody. Like, didn't know anybody. It wasn't, to me at the time, and I'm not talking trash about Drupal in the sense of it might have been the event. It might have just been me being a little bit awkward. It wasn't, I didn't feel, no one felt approachable to the point where I could just walk up and, like, start just, like, it felt like these very close-knit groups of people that were just kind of like they, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't approachable to me.
I went to a Joomla event last year.
How was that?
I've
never been at a Joomla event.
Beginning of 2014, it was the same way.
Was it? Yeah, it didn't feel, it was very close off. It wasn't open. I feel like I do my best that I can at a WordCamp, especially if I'm speaking or anything involved with the WordCamp where I'm up there and people are looking at me. To be open and be like, you know, I want to talk to you. I want to meet you. Like, if I know there's a lot of people here, grab me at the after party, grab me whenever. Like, if you see me, grab me. I love to talk shop. I love to just talk WordPress. I love everything about it. So I'm very approachable. I feel like a lot of the speakers in the industry are. And when I got into the WordPress industry, a lot of people I really look up to, Lisa being one of them, Alex Keen being one of them, you know, Mark Jakewith, like Mullenweg, like all of them were extremely approachable. And these are like outside looking in, I'm just like, these are fucking rock stars.
He had to pay me before he approached me, but I was approachable.
And
after getting
paid. I probably bought her a beer or something.
When a shot caller like Lisa, kind of out of role.
But it just, I don't know, it felt way more approachable. And as soon as I had connections, as soon as I made some friends, like, you know, I went to one event, I went to another. The second WordCamp I ever went to was the WordCamp Chicago, where Lisa organized. Lisa was the main organizer. I met Lisa, I met Corey Miller, I met a lot of people. Mullenweg,
a lot of people there.
Carl Hancock. I mean, a lot of people I met. And like, everyone was so nice and approachable. It's like, I made friends.
Yep.
So then I'm looking forward to seeing them the next time. It just kept
helping organize.
Trey did not.
So, you know, it's community is like it's a generic answer to say, but it's
awesome
to me, and I think to all of us, at least, you know, for me anyways, it's a very personal thing because it meant a lot for me, and it really like energized me to be like, this is where I want to be.
Yeah,
and then personal enough year, for me to get it tattooed, I feel the same way, and that's kind of the reasoning behind that. Before we move into the kind of the
do we have pressing topics?
We have a couple pressing topics that we certainly can make this a 2-hour episode. always in good company. It's easy to chat for a long time. Before we move into pressing topics, what's that next stage, right? Because now we talked about those 4 or 5 like person shops or freelancers. Now you're starting to talk about bigger agencies driving certain aspects of how that whole service offering happens from a WordPress perspective at a large scale with big brands. Okay.
Enterprise level type of
that relates WordPress to clients and how we interact there, because I think that type of footprint, when you start to grow it there, that trickles down into other people, right? Like you got the ESPNs of the world and the big, you know, magazines and organizations like Microsoft and Discovery Channel stuff. They adopt, others will follow. How do we become good stewards of the brain at that level? And certainly there's kind of a piece of it where we have to educate the community or help bring the things that we learn to the community as well. Mm-hmm. How do we become good stewards for those big brands to become folks that are evangelizing around WordPress?
I think it goes back to education again. Because what
it goes back to buying my book.
It goes back to buying my book.
And here's my affiliate link.
All roads lead to my freaking book.
All roads.
Terrible.
She loves us.
No, I really do think it comes down to education. Because when you're dealing with big brands like that, it's not education from like a user standpoint.
No.
So they don't need my book at like, here's how you use WordPress. But is WordPress scalable?
Yeah.
Is it going to be able to handle what I need to do? We've got the traffic. Is WordPress able to do that? Is it more than just a blogging platform?
Sure.
I've heard that WordPress is great if I want to blog about my cats, but we're selling product. We're selling services.
Yeah. Big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it gonna
bottom
be here,
line is going to be effective.
Is it going to be here 10 years from now?
Yeah.
Like exactly. Sustainable, like, you know, long-term.
So it's constant education. And so it's not only educating the clients at that level, but it's also educating the players at that level. I mean, not that 10UP and CrowdFavorite and anybody needs that education because they're also part of that. They're doing that education.
Yeah, they're doing that education.
But the freelancers and the developers and designers that are growing up in WordPress now that are maybe just discovering WordPress now,
sure,
to where we discovered it 10 years ago,
sure,
they're discovering it now and going, well, this is cool.
Yeah.
They need to know that it's been done, that Microsoft is on WordPress, and that these are the case studies that we've done to show you that WordPress is secure, that it can scale, you know, that you can do more than just a blog on it. You can sell products, you can support services, you know, all of those types of things. And it's just ongoing education, I think.
Not
that I have all the answers, but I think.
I don't think any of us do, or this would be, you know, in a different place today. We're maturing, I think, as a community very quickly.
As evidenced by the tricycles we were.
That was awesome.
I mean, begin,
I will forever be a 16-year-old.
We are so mature.
I think at this point, Brad, we've nailed it, and it's time to move. Well, we're about done with the show, so let's move on to pressing topics of the week.
Let's do that.
Word.
Topics
of the week.
We so ghetto.
We ghetto.
That's coming straight off the Dradcast app. You can get on the iOS store and the Android store.
Or if you head over to AppPressor. Ah, jeez. Another shameless plug.
Head over to AppPressor. Build your own app.
We have some.
You know what? This is like 2 or 3 weeks in a row where like we're. The hosts are so great and so easy to talk to. Like, we're literally squeezing impressive topics. Like, boom, boom, boom. All right, bar tricks. You know what I mean? Which is great. A great problem to have.
Yeah, we could have seriously sat here for 2 hours chatting.
And we used to back in the day on WP Late Night. There's a couple 2 or 3 hour episodes.
Yeah, we're not going to do all that.
Not a good luck when you're...
Drew James is a guy I think that is from 10UP, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. True.
Exciting news. He was just announced to be the lead for WordPress 4.2. So, Drew,
nice.
Awesome. I haven't seen you in a while, big guy. Congratulations. I'm sure you're going to rock it out. My loose goal, because I've been terrible about it the last couple probably years.
You're going to lead 4.3 or no?
I'm not going to lead 4.3, but I am going to get a couple of props. I want to get some patches into 4.2. That's my goal.
Got to get some patches. Congrats, Drew. That's an awesome to be announced. I love the fact that they're bouncing around with kind of the lead.
I think it's fabulous. It's worked out well.
There's a couple of big dogs in the game.
Of course.
You know, those people have been down a couple times. It's neat to see others that have contributed a lot that are getting the opportunity to lead something. And I think that's neat because it's fresh blood, it's fresh meat. I think it can re-energize stuff like maybe old tickets or features and functionality, maybe, you know, some different views on stuff. I think it's pretty cool to see how they're, it's not just like the same 2 or 3
and,
people.
Look,
they're really trying to spread it out.
And for anybody that was kind of thinking about, hey, this might not work out, you know, screw you. We've been doing it now for 4 cycles, yeah. 4, 3 or 4
Drew's
three cycles.
Give it to Drew.
Dude, and everybody has crushed it from Helen. Everybody that's seen involved in it, just badassery all around. I think WordPress is better because of it. So whoever came up with that idea and implemented it.
That's really neat.
Probably Nason.
Probably Nason. He kind of makes everything up and it kicks ass.
He does everything.
Yeah, but sometimes, man, you just got to simmer down, bro. We love you, Nason, but simmer down. I buy you a beer next time I see you, though. WP Site Care.
So does everybody.
Yeah. had some issues here recently, and Ryan Sullivan, who's just a good dude, great service. It was posted here on WP Tavern. Actually, Ryan on his I think it was on the WP SecCare website, was talking about some negative SEO campaigns that were pushed and targeting his site, his business.
He actually posted on his own blog.
And geez, man.
It's weird. I mean, you know, so maybe for the audience that doesn't understand negative SEO, so most people understand SEO, search engine optimization. How do you rank better for Google and Bing and, you know, Yahoo? What can you do? So what is some negative SEO? Who can best explain negative SEO?
So think about inbound links and a full campaign to drive traffic from some precarious websites over to your website.
Well, and on the flip side, like that's like inbound links is what you want on the good front. Like you want, absolutely, you know, if there's 100 websites writing news about WordPress and you do WordPress work, you want all those sites linking to
you. So it's actually a malicious
attack. But if there's 100 porn sites,
yeah,
linking to your WordPress site about, hey, this guy.
Well, look where you start ranking. In fact, Google will see that and you will lose traffic. You will lose rankings.
That's scary stuff.
And the challenge is you have no control. And you can't.
Yeah, zero control.
It takes.
It's so malicious.
So as part of security, we had tons of people. And hey, for those out you that are thinking of getting into a new vertical, if you can figure out an answer to this, you're going to make a butt ton of money, right?
Butt ton.
It's a challenging thing to stop, amazing, right? Because people are starting these campaigns without you knowing. And all of a sudden you've got all these links coming back to your site that are just destroying all your.
I mean, I don't even know how you could stop something like that. Like if you have 1,000 porn sites linking to your site,
you're skidding.
And you're like the porn expert in WordPress. Please don't do that, audience. Please don't do that. I'll take the traffic. It's cool. No, but I mean, what could you do for that? Like, I mean, I'm not an SEO expert.
Well, so
but it's Google. It's concerning that it feels Google like it's, has, there's almost nothing you can do in that situation.
Google, who is really the predominant kind of.
That's Google.com.
Yeah. For those that don't know, the .com.
You guys heard of this? Up and coming.
They have a process to.
They have bikes like GoDaddy has.
No, that's pretty sick. Google's got a process to get through it. It's not so simple, and it's very time-consuming. It's going to take a long time to kind of.
Interesting thing, though. Speaking of community, when this all happened, Yoast was helping out Ryan quite a bit on Twitter
and
giving him suggestions.
Because Yoast is kind of a badass.
He's awesome, and he mentioned I saw him tweet like, "Hey, if there's something I can do to help, meaning personally or professionally, like if there's something we could do to help this."
So the only problem I have with this, Ryan, I'm calling you out specifically, is you didn't give me a name. So if you want to do that in
private. He's calling you out because you didn't call them out.
Yeah. Give it to me in private if you need to. It's some bullshit that this happened. It shouldn't happen to any of us. And
to recap the article a little bit. So Ryan, who got essentially black hat SEO'd, he, according to the article, he knows who did it. He used some kind of tools or whatever to backtrace, and he found some whatever evidence of who did it. And he mentions that in his article, and he basically says, "I'm not going to out them."
I won't tell nobody, but just email.
You're a better man than me because I'm not. I don't like to drag.
A lot of people do. Jay Turp was saying on Twitter he wanted to know.
Everybody wants to know, and I'm not someone to drag someone's name through the mud or sling shit. But if you're doing some shady shit like that,
that's just garbage.
And I'm dragging you through the mud, and you're getting fed.
Yeah,
like that's it.
Yeah, for sure.
Done.
Blackball. And hey, listen, Ryan, we wish you the best, big guy. I hope it works out.
Yeah. I mean, hats off. He's taking the high road. Like, I don't know if I'm that good of a person. I'm a pretty shady guy. Like, I would.
Well, if
I would black hat them right back, man.
If you need anything from us, please let us know. If there's anything I can help you with, geez, just.
And if you're on a porn site that can punch a bunch of links towards someone we don't like, hit us up.
It's terrible. Oh man, I don't even know what to say.
I'm gonna get a lot of spam tomorrow, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting now. This whole GoDaddy thing. They're over here like crying. It's just
he's literally crying.
Well, a topic that we talked about it before the show, pre-show, sensitive, but certainly something that we need to talk about. It's something that happens in most walks of life. Certainly see it in a big way in IT in general. In our community, being that we're web-based, a lot of us are geographically dispersed. We're working from home, something that hits even harder because the interaction that you would get is on a daily basis is not probably the amount that you need. And that's depression. And tackling depression in IT is not an easy subject at all. Recent history, we've had some issues in the community, folks that we no longer have with us that may have had stuff going on. Maybe there's a way for us to kind of figure that out a little earlier, right? What can we do for each other that we're not doing now? Make sure that we're not, we're not setting up memorial websites down the road. I don't know what the answer is, but we certainly need to find a way to help each other. And you know, if you're out there and you're experiencing things that you're not comfortable with and you're not sure where to go, you need to contact and talk to somebody. There's people out here that are gonna listen. We're here for each other. We're a community that thrives on that. That's how we've grown. That's how we'll continue to grow organically. So reach out. If you've got some stuff you want to talk about, there's plenty of people out here. WP Tavern dropped a really good article on it, really talking about the different stages of depression, how you can understand it, and maybe some places that you can take it to help yourself or others that you may know that are experiencing some of these things. So
yeah.
Head over
really,
to Tavern.
Really good article.
She
really breaks it down.
She crushed it, man. Yeah. It's awesome. So
this is, I mean, it's one of those topics that's it's like we all know is going on, but nobody talks about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Thing. Like, we all know it's there. We all know it's there, not just in life, but we know it's there, especially in the IT field. Because I feel like it's a lot of us, you know, we're sitting in front of the computer. You almost have this vision of like the IT guy in the dungeon in front of their computer, and they have no windows, you know what I mean? Huh. Like in a very, and that's what they like, and like that's what they want. And it's like, so yeah, exactly. So it's almost like
my office, apparently.
Yeah, it's almost like expected. And we think, oh yeah, well, that's what people, you know, in our industry, whatever. Like, and it's just one of those taboo things. And I think you're right. I think just having the conversation, seeing articles like this, getting in front of people, is a great step in trying to help this, because I think it's one of those silent things that a lot of people have, and they probably don't even know. And if they do, they don't do much about it until it's too late. And so just seeing it out there in the open, hopefully articles like this give people the courage or maybe an understanding or whatever it is to reach out, even just talk to a friend or talk to whoever. I mean, I know for me, like, just I'm sitting in front of a computer all day. The only time I leave my house generally is after work. Sure. If I leave before the end of the workday, that's weird for me because sure. I work out of the house, right?
Same thing.
And generally, if I leave after work, I go to the gym and I come home, and that's about it.
I find it very hard to do that. I almost have like a guilt when I'm working and I'm at home. I this is where I need to be. So it becomes challenging. And that's kind of my option of jiu-jitsu to get off.
You got to have a bit of a separation. Computer and, when you work from home, which a lot of us do, I feel like you have to have that. All right, I'm going to work till 5, and then I'm going to do the gym or grocery shopping or whatever. I'm going to do for a couple hours. Maybe have more stuff I got to get done at the end of the day. I'll do that later. But you don't want to, because if you sit there past 6, past 7, past 8, next thing you know, it's midnight or 1 in the morning, you're going to bed, you're waking up, you're doing all over. Like, you got to get away from the keyboard. And I think a lot of that would help. Like, a lot of these people that I think are a little bit depressed just need to probably step away. Like, get out, take a walk every day. Go out, just take a walk every day. Walk a mile, walk half a mile, just get out. Get outside and walk around a little bit. You know what I mean? You don't have to walk with anybody. You know, if you have a pet, take your pet. You don't have to go meet a neighbor. Just go walk, get out of the house, maybe go to the gym, do a little exercise. I mean, you do jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I go to the gym a lot. It helps with the stress. You know, Lisa likes wine. That helps too. I mean, you know what I mean? Just break the monotony of it.
Well, busy does not always equate to productive. So working 18-hour days is just going to lead down a healthy, unhealthy
There's
path,
a time and a place to do that, you know, but not every single day. That will absolutely destroy you.
Well, the time and the place where we're going to entertain each other and have a good time is one right here at GoDaddy Today. Thank you for having us again. It's been a great show.
Yes.
But Pressnomics 3 is kicking off tomorrow. So 22nd through the 24th, guys and gals, here we go. It's going to be another great event. I think if it's anything near what one or two happened to be, it's going to be pretty sick. PrestigeConf, again, I think, Brad, you're speaking. I don't know. It's probably on the schedule on PrestigeConf.
Yeah, speaking right
now. I am not. I haven't been invited yet. You know, thanks for
speaking about. I'm really excited about this presentation because I do a lot of dev presentations and in the years past a lot of end user security stuff. But this one's going to be more around business. and about kind of hiring that first person and,
so
and
awesome.
That second person, that third
person. Yeah, I'm
excited growing
to
from
see
like
that.
Being a shop of just like you to going beyond that. And it's something I've wanted to do for a few years. So I'm really excited to put that together. And
that's going
to
be in Las Vegas the 27th through the 28th. So go
and
check.
The drag will be there. And there might even be a drag cast.
There might be. There might be one this week as well. That's going to be prestigeconf.com. I don't believe they're sold out. Might be wrong. But if you head over to prestigeconf.com/tickets, it's going to be in Vegas. Come join the drag. It's going to be amazing. Lisa, you're amazing. And thanks for coming on the show. First person to reach it's three episodes, but four appearances on the show.
Four appearances on the show.
That's right.
I think that's a really high honor. Thanks for having me.
Where do all these dummies, I'm pointing at myself and everybody else, go to find you?
No, just yourself.
You can find me on Twitter at LisaSabinWilson.com.
Lisa Sabin and what? Wilson. That's what I'm talking about.
That's it. That noise, exactly.
I don't have that in my Twitter name. I don't know what that. What is that character?
I don't know, but we should find it. Where can we find you, Brad?
Williams, BA.
Yeah,
on Twitter. And everywhere else.
That doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Some bad tacos for lunch. And I'm Andre Maida. Thanks for joining us for the Rad and Drad. I'm the doctor. Thanks for joining us on episode 071 with Lisa Sabin and Wilson. We're out.
Booyah. There you have it, folks, yeah. The latest edition of the Dradcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dradcast website at dradcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes. Don't forget to follow at Dradcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in. Join Dre and Brad plus a new guest host next week. Yes! On another episode of the Dradcast.
Bye-bye.